Matthew 9:35. Jesus was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. Seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. And he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest field." Verse 36 says, seeing the people, he felt compassion for them. Brothers and sisters, that is who Jesus is. That is who Jesus is. He has compassion for people. He felt compassion for the people because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. My question to you this morning is, do you feel distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd? If you're here this morning and you are saved, there is no need for you to feel that way because you have a shepherd and his name is Jesus. Amen? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this Lord that had compassion on those that were distressed and dispirited has the same compassion today for everyone distressed and dispirited. Jesus is filled with compassion. Matthew 14:14, behind me on the screen. When he went ashore, that's Jesus, he saw a large crowd and he felt compassion for them and healed their sick. This Christmas season, are you struggling with sickness or disease? Our Lord Jesus had compassion on those who were sick when he walked this earth. The same Jesus has compassion on all those who are sick and in disease and struggling today. There are people in our church that are struggling with sickness and disease, and the Lord 2,000 years ago looked up down upon those and he felt compassion, and the same Lord feels compassion for you in your sickness today. Matthew 20:34, moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes and immediately they regained their sight and followed him. Jesus was moved with compassion when he saw needy people. Brothers and sisters, what I want you to see this morning is that is who Jesus is. That is who he is. Turn a few pages to Matthew 15. Matthew 15, we'll start at verse 29. Departing from there, Jesus went along by the Sea of Galilee, and having gone up on the mountain, he was sitting there, and large crowds came to him, bringing with them those who were lame, crippled, blind, mute, and many others, and they laid them down at his feet, and he healed them. So the crowd marveled as they saw the mute speaking, the crippled restored, and the lame walking, the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. And Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I feel compassion for the people because they have remained with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away hungry. They might faint along the way." Do you see it? Jesus looks upon the crowds and he feels compassion. Why? Because they were hungry. because they were hungry. Now, if Jesus 2,000 years ago had compassion on people who most likely, some of them, could have simply gone to their home and gotten food, don't you think Jesus has compassion upon those of us in our society, upon those of us in this city, and upon those of us in this room who are struggling financially and cannot meet our most basic needs? Jesus has compassion on the hungry. Jesus has compassion on the thirsty. Jesus has compassion on the naked, on the sick, on the prisoner, on the homeless. Jesus is a God of compassion. Are you struggling to meet your financial needs? Jesus has compassion on you too. Luke chapter 7, behind me on the screen. Soon afterwards, he went to a city called Nain, and his disciples were going along with him, accompanied by a large crowd. Now, as he approached the gate of the city, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a sizable crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he felt compassion for her. And he said to her, "Do not weep." And he came up and touched the coffin, and the bearers came to a halt. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." Do you see it, Trinity Baptist? Do you see this Jesus that we worship? He's walking along, and a mother is grieved because her son has passed away. Jesus did not close his heart. Jesus didn't have better things to do. Jesus didn't look with apathy. He felt compassion. The Greek word compassion means to be moved in your heart for someone. To be moved in your heart. Are you dealing with loss this Christmas season? We serve a God who has compassion on those dealing with loss. The same Lord loves you and feels compassion for your suffering. 1 Peter chapter 5, behind me on the screen, gives us the response and a word of encouragement. "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you." I want you to see the connection, Trinity Baptist. People often will quote verse 7 without verse 6. The two go together. Casting all your anxiety on him is a way of humbling yourself before the Lord. The two go together. "Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. After you've suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen." Brothers and sisters, is the Christian life full of suffering for you? Be firm in your faith. And we know that after we have suffered for a little while, we will enjoy the eternal reward. Amen? This morning, I want to give you 4 action steps for a Christ-centered Christmas. These are very simple, and I just want to give you 4 action steps for a Christ-centered Christmas. Number 1, this Christmas season, spend plenty of time in the Gospels. Spend plenty of time in the Gospels. Christmas is Christ's birthday. Amen? Everything else is extra. Everything else is extra. Christmas is Christ's birthday. So I urge you, as I urge myself this Christmas, spend plenty of time in the Gospels. The Lord sees your situation and your pain, and he has compassion on you. Look at what it says in Colossians 3. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, Trinity Baptist. In spite of your circumstances, in spite of all of the pain that sometimes the Christmas season brings, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. This is my advice for you this Christmas. There it is right there. If you haven't been listening for the past few minutes, and you're going to tune me out afterwards, all you need is that passage right there. Number two in your notes. This Christmas season, spend plenty of time in prayer. Spend plenty of time in prayer. I want to show you something. Please turn to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9. Let's start at verse 14. Mark 9:14. When they came back to the disciples, now remember, Jesus has just taken Peter, James, and John to the Mount of Transfiguration, where he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun. His garments were white. And it was revealed to Peter, James, and John who he truly is. Now they come back down to this scene. When they come back to the disciples, they saw a large crowd around him and some scribes arguing with them. Immediately when the entire crowd saw him, they were amazed and began running up to greet him. And he asked them, "What are you discussing?" And one of the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son, possessed with a spirit which makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it slams him to the ground, and he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and stiffens out. I told your disciples to cast it out, and they could not do it." And our Lord answered them and said, "O unbelieving generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him. When he saw him, immediately the spirit threw him into a convulsion, and falling to the ground, he began rolling around and foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" Look at the father's answer. He said, "From childhood, it often throws him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us." The Greek word "take pity" is the word compassion. It's the same Greek word. This man is looking at Jesus, the God of compassion, the greatest, greatest man of compassion to ever walk the earth. And he's looking at Jesus and he says, "Lord, have compassion on me, please." Take pity on us and help us. And Jesus said, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately the boy's father cried out and said, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." And Trinity Baptist, maybe you are in a situation in life right now where you have a crushing, crushing disaster of circumstances. It could be family, it could be finances, it could be your own spiritual walk, it could be temptation, it could be physical health, it could be anything. I want to encourage you from this passage of Scripture to do exactly what this man does. Turn to Christ. And say, have compassion on me and help me. And maybe you're saying, I don't know if I have the faith to do that. This guy didn't either. But he had the faith to say, God, help my unbelief. I may not have the faith to ask, but I've got the faith to ask you for the faith. Meet me where I am and help me. When Jesus saw that a crowd was rapidly gathering, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You deaf and mute spirit, I command you, come out of him, and do not enter him again." After crying out and throwing him into terrible convulsions, it came out, and the boy became so much like a corpse, most of them said, "He is dead," but Jesus took him by the hand and raised him, and he got up. When he came into the house, his disciples began questioning, "Why could we not drive it out?" And Jesus said, "This kind cannot come out by anything but prayer." I'm going to show you the passage again. 1 Peter 5, "Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxiety on him." Why? Because he cares for you. "Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. And after you've suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen." Those of us who are in Sunday school this morning will understand this. We're going to graduate. Amen. We're going to graduate. Number three, this Christmas season, share the compassion of Christ with someone in need. This Christmas season, share the compassion of Christ with someone in need. Please join me in Luke 10. Luke 10:30. Jesus replied, no, back up, please. I'm sorry. 25. Luke 10:25. A lawyer stood up and put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He said to him, "You've answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But wishing to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" And we have this wonderful story. Jesus replied and said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, and they stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. And by chance, a priest was going down on the road. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, pass by on the other side. But a Samaritan who was on a journey came upon him. And when he saw him," do you see it, Trinity? "When he saw him, he felt compassion, and came to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them, and he put them on his own beast and brought him to the inn to take care of him. On the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him. Whatever more you spend when I return, I will repay.' Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands?" And he said, "The one who showed mercy toward him." Then Jesus said to him and to every single person in this room, go and do the same. Go and do the same. Do you want to keep Christ the center of Christmas, Trinity Baptist Church? Go and do the same. Our Lord in Matthew 25 talked about those that were hungry and thirsty and homeless and naked and sick and in prison. And he said to those on his right at the judgment, when you fed the hungry, when you gave water to the thirsty, when you clothed the naked, when you helped the homeless, when you ministered to the sick and in prison, you did it to me. This Christmas season, share the compassion of Christ with people in need. Don't get lost in the typical Christmas. Major this season on serving others. Major this season on serving others. Number four. This Christmas season, return and embrace the compassion of Christ. Please turn to Luke 15. Luke chapter 15. Verse 11. And Jesus said, a man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me. So he divided his wealth between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country, and there he squandered his estate with loose living. Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be impoverished. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country and sent him into the fields to feed swine. And he would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. But when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread, but I am dying here with hunger. I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. So he got up and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, Trinity Baptist, look at these beautiful words. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion. And ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to his father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slaves, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand, sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf, kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For the son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. And they began to celebrate. Trinity Baptist Church, do you want to have a Christ-centered Christmas? Maybe you haven't been living the Christian life you know you need to. Maybe you've fallen away from the Lord. Maybe you've fallen into temptation and you have sinned more than you ever thought you would. And you're afraid to come back to God. I'm here to tell you, Jesus has compassion for you. His heart is going out to you. He wants you back. And when you come back, He's going to put a robe on you. And He's going to celebrate. And so will we. Because in Matthew chapter 18, Jesus tells a story of two men that owe a debt. One owes a huge amount of money. Another owes a smaller amount of money. And when they go to the master who they owe money, this is what he does in Matthew 18, 27. The Lord of that slave felt compassion. And he released them and forgave them both. You're here this morning and you've sinned a little. I don't know if there's anyone in this world who's sinned a little, but in your own mind, that's where you are. And you're afraid to come back to God, Jesus has compassion on you and He'll forgive you. You're here this morning and you've sinned a lot, Jesus has the same response. You want to have a Christ-centered Christmas this morning? Come on back. The Father is waiting with open arms. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious Heavenly Father, we pray for Trinity Baptist Church that we would have a Christ-centered Christmas. Help us, Lord God, to be your hands, to be your feet, to be your voice. Jesus has compassion on our friends, on our neighbors, on our family members who do not know Christ. He loves them and He has compassion for them. And Heavenly Father, I pray for Trinity Baptist Church this Christmas season that we would be your hands and feet and we would give sacrificially and lovingly to have compassion on everyone in need. In Jesus' name, amen.